What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
The first year was a little tough to navigate, trying to learn how to become vegan in a healthy format. But then since then, it's just been, it's a habit. It's innate. It's like drinking water. I'm sure I could definitely enjoy a chicken wing, but it's like, do I want to gamble? Because the importance of health has just become kind of the overarching weight that drives my decisions.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. Thank you so much for being here with us. We are in season 9, and we are still chatting about wellness. As you can see, we have a guest with us. Her name is Nicole Gaskin. How are you?
I am good. How are you today?
Doing amazing. Thank you so much for asking. So I'm excited about our conversation. As you guys know, we do not have interviews. We have genuine conversations. So let's go ahead and get to our icebreaker. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, so your icebreaker, if you could only eat one plant-based dish for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Goodness.
Set the tone for our conversation today.
It may have to be Italian Tuscany soup.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes. So the soup that Olive Garden makes, I have veganized. Listen, Linda.
Okay.
I'll eat that every day if that's all I had.
I need to know, how are you making this? Because for one, the cream, the dairy base, I think it's like a sausage that's in the soup.
Yep.
So how did you veganize this thing?
So Italian sausage, they make vegan.
Okay.
And it's simply just soy protein.
Okay.
Right? So nothing like extra artificial. So cool, we got that. It tastes really good, seasoned really well.
Nice.
And then the cream, they do have a vegan substitute for heavy cream.
Oh.
And so that gives you the same exact flavor profile of the regular soup.
Well, put me on, because I'm sure I was trying to dissect it. How did, cause, I mean, it's meat in it. You know, I'm sure they got a little butter in it. So, just So how are we taking this on the other side? So that makes sense as you break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well. With that being stated, we're going to go ahead and get into our conversation. Are
okay.
you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
So we always start off with, who is the guest? So for you, who is Nicole?
So recently I was thinking about this because a lot of people answer it with their titles, and it kind of takes away from the core of the person, because we are a lot more, we're in depth than our titles themselves. Mm-hmm. So I would answer it as, I am a child of God. I am power. I am boldness. I am resilience. I am the walking being of all things that He has destined and created me to be. I transcend and change rooms. I am a friend, phenomenal friend. I love. I give grace. I encourage. I serve. That's the core of who I am. And I get to do that as a mother and one day as a wife. Those are the different roles that I hold, but that person shows up in all aspects.
Okay. Was that a freestyle, or you really been working on this? Because that was so good.
That was off the top. That was for you. That's my first time speaking that out loud.
I receive it. Well, let's get to this first. We met last year, Dallas Strategic Growth by VR Small. If you've been listening to the podcast, we've been talking about this several times now. But I met you, and some of the things that you're saying definitely was the vibe that when I first met you in the room. You know, like you were, we're about to get this work done. We're about to make this happen, Bree. We need to make sure we connect with who we need to connect with, be intentional about it. So all the things that you just said, I was just visualizing that very first person, that first interaction between us. And even after that, it was like 6, no, it was longer than 6 weeks.
Yeah, it was like 8 or 10 weeks.
Yeah. So within all that time, I did not know you, but getting to know you, all of those things are now present. So that's why I asked you, was this rehearsed or?
I like it. So you're experiencing what I've said.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That's great. It was just, you know, visual. I was just visualizing everything when you were saying, I'm not quite sure. I can agree to that too. Check, check, check. So I love that for you. So there's a few things that I want to pull out, and just the time frame of you growing into this person that you are today. I think a lot of times mentally we kind of get in our own heads. Sometimes we don't do self-reflection when it comes to life experiences. We kind of just stay on autopilot and not think about the growth or who that person that I want to become as a businesswoman, as a mom, as a partner, whatever the case may be. We know this person now needs to get worked on. So let me do what I need to do in order to be the best person that God has created me to be.
Yes.
So that's my question for you is how did you do those self-reflection moments and kind of did your shifting or your healing, whatever that looks like for you?
It was just real, I guess, paying attention to how I was showing up for others, how I was parenting. It wasn't the best. It wasn't excellence. And I'm always preaching, do things in excellence. And so it might have been over the past 3 or 2 years where I had to sit and be like, okay, I'm not showing up as best as I want. And why? And that helped me to realize that it was my confidence and not fully understanding or accepting, seeing myself how God sees me.
Beautiful.
I was all tied on others' acceptance or lack of, right? Childhood traumas and rejections, and that shaped my view of myself, which had prevented me for 30 plus years of being less than and walking with this shell. So I had to sit with that. I'm like, nah, like I was playing myself. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm playing myself, I'm definitely doing a disservice to everyone else I come in contact with. So that's how I had to navigate and get to that point.
That is really good. So when was that light bulb moment that you was like, I am that girl? I am her, not the two, but the one.
Right. I met a friend last April. I came and saw her at a keynote and then we became friends instantly. Mm-hmm. But she was like, hey, I see you. And I was like, wait, what you see? What you talking about?
I love that. Yeah.
So having someone that sees you because they've been through what you've been through, mm-hmm. they pull that greatness out of you and you have no other choice but to accept it and walk in it.
That's true.
And so now it's like, I bet. Now I'm, hey, I see you. Come over here. Right? Because someone saw you and pulled that out of you. You can't go back.
True.
Like once you tap into that and realize your power and how much is within you, you can't go back.
Okay. So now I want to talk about the business side of it. You are the owner, founder of Lush Vegan. Let's talk about how this came about.
Lush Vegan was an idea during COVID, so during the pandemic.
I didn't know that.
That's how long I sat on it, girl. I was sleeping on myself. Okay. I was like, someone really should do something that elevates plant-based dining, because at that time I was vegan. And 5 years ago, rather, it wasn't as popular and accessible as it is now.
True.
So I was really waiting on someone to do something. 2 whole years went by and I was like, dang, that's crazy. Somebody ain't showed up yet.
Right. We just waiting.
And again, having someone, my god brother was like, hey, you remember that idea? You gonna execute or you gonna execute? With him, it's either you gonna do it or you gonna do it.
Yeah, I mean, see, he gave you no other option.
There's no C and D.
Right.
You gonna do it or you gonna do it. And so I started laying the groundwork and just playing with the menu. And I was like, ooh, shakes would be great. Like a mocktail, but in a shake form, healthy juice. All right, let's do some egg rolls. And I would just take this out to the people. Something very quick and accessible people can enjoy. From there, it's just unfolded.
Yeah.
It's just interesting how if God does give you an idea, it requires you to act on it. And then other things, it just blossoms like a flower that's being watered and nurtured. And so now it's like, ooh, I see this as a restaurant.
Yeah.
I see this as an experience for people to sit and connect and experience everything that's in my mind is just larger than what it started with.
True. And so I want to ask you, when it came to you being vegan, because of course that's how the seed was planted, because you're vegan, not many opportunities were coming to you as far as a consumer. So you create the business now to help other consumers that were in the same space as you.
Yep.
So I want to know, starting way, way back, what made you become vegan?
Well, I have sickle cell disease, and so I'll give you a short synopsis of that. 48% of my blood is sickled, so like a crescent moon, if you will. And we don't really understand how important blood is or the circulation of it until there's a problem. So with that being said, like the circulation is hard to, you know, pump fluid and blood. So for instance, I can't run like a 5K. I would never be able to do that because how much circulation it takes to go through your body for you to do such things. But at that point, I was getting sick a lot. Like I was getting hospitalized almost every 2 years, like clockwork. And it was because there was an infection in my bloodstream, which is sepsis. And most people do not live through an infection in their bloodstream.
Oh, wow.
Because your body is at that point shutting down. Mm-hmm. So I was having fever of 104 degrees. I was having to have a bone marrow biopsy because they were like, we don't know what is wrong with you. You losing weight. I had fluid on my lungs. And it was just hospitalized.
Yeah.
14, 15 days. Jeez. Infectious disease doctors coming in. They're like, we really don't know. We are so sorry. We just got to pump you in antibiotics and send you on your way.
So just testing on you. Experiment.
I'm a whole lab rat with no answers.
Crazy.
So at the top of 2020, I was like, watch the documentary on Netflix. And I was like, huh, the food. Well, that's interesting.
Which one?
Let's try the food.
I know there were several back
there
then.
There are several. What the Health.
Okay, yes.
What the Health. And so that one exposes how pharmacies are very largely tied to the farms and give, you know, antibiotics for the meat that we're consuming. And so that's the kind of the seed. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just drop it. Just go to
cold turkey. You just want cold turkey?
Oh, girl. The documentary was enough.
Good for you.
For my spirit to be like, I need something else.
Yeah, that's what everybody said that watched it back then. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was, 5 months post a recent emergency room visit.
Yeah.
What we got to lose?
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And so the first year was a little tough to navigate, trying to learn how to become vegan in a healthy format. But then since then, it's just been, it's a habit.
Yeah.
It's innate. It's like drinking water. I don't desire anything else.
It's a lifestyle.
Right. It's a lifestyle. I'm sure I could definitely enjoy a chicken wing, but it's like, do I want to gamble and like...
Yeah.
Because the importance of health has just become kind of the overarching weight that drives my decisions.
Okay, so I do want to see if you can break it down, right? There's vegan, there's vegetarians, there's pescatarian, there's carnivores. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
So there's all the different types, right? So I'm wondering if you can break that down for us and also the differences, because I think a lot of times we just jump on what sounds good. There's a new trend and I want to do some intermittent fasting or, you know, there's like so many different things, but people don't really know, like, these are all different. Some can help you. Some may not benefit you the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can break it down for us, that would be awesome.
Okay. So we know carnivore. They consume all things greatly, equally, equal opportunity employer.
Right. Got it.
So pescatarian only consumes fish, but they'll still, I think they still will do dairy, but it's just fish. So as far as their meat intake, it's just fish or seafood rather. And then vegetarian, there's no meat, but they still do dairy. So they still eat like the nachos or the vegan quesadillas, veggie quesadillas rather. They still consume the cheese. I think they eat eggs. And then vegan plant-based is strictly no animal product whatsoever.
Okay.
So no dairy, no meat, no butter, no eggs. Plants. Just plants.
That is so interesting. And I feel like in a way, all of the, except for carnivore, because like you mentioned, equal opportunity, the other ones that you mentioned all have to have some type of discipline.
Girl, when I tell you the discipline is real.
Your eyes got like, so big.
The discipline is real.
Yeah.
Because I still have to go out to eat with friends, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not telling them, hey, y'all don't bring this stuff to the table. Y'all, everyone has their free will. So it is a lot of discipline. It requires me to be intentional with my meal prep and my grocery shopping to make sure I'm going to get substance and nutrients.
Yeah.
Right? I just don't want to go hard on junk food or just spinach. Like, I need all nutrients and protein. So it is a lot of intentionality in that.
Did you have to do a lot of research to figure out where you're going to get the nutrients, where you're going to get the protein, where you're going to get all these different things that help you survive?
Yes. Along the way, I did.
Okay.
As I was going through it. And I think that's what keeps a lot of people from becoming committed to being vegan.
Yeah, because they're like, they don't
want to do the research.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, right? Oh, man, I don't even know how to cook that. Yes, you do.
Oh.
Girl, pull up a Pinterest recipe real quick and get it. Like, you do, but it's more effort. Okay. And people rather, you know, do something more easy or convenient.
True.
We're in a very convenient society.
True.
Where everything needs to be quick and accessible.
Microwavable.
Yes. And that's quite opposite of the vegan lifestyle.
So good. Okay. So let's revert back to Lush Vegan. When we, of course, like we mentioned earlier, Dallas Strategic Growth, I want to know, as far as your business, you mentioned that, you know, you had ideas and things of that nature, but I want to talk about the structure of it and making sure that you're marketing to the right people to make sure, as far as the dining experience, right? How were you able to structure all of these things to make sure that you're getting to the right audience? So I think that's very important. And a lot of times people don't know that these resources are available.
Yeah.
And so I want to know, how were you able to, of course, create this type of business in order for you to say, hey, we are here. This is for my people. I was going through a situation where I had to cook at home because there wasn't any dining experience. There wasn't any luxury dining experience.
Right.
Because that's the difference. I learned that from her. It's a luxury experience. So how did you get this off the ground to make sure that, hey, I want y'all to know that this is an option too?
I would say it was just starting. Like, I didn't know how to serve the people. I didn't know who my people were. I just had to start. And I think a lot of times that hinders a lot of people with any idea that they have.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, well, I don't know what to do. I don't have the experience. I did that 2 years. I told you. Lush Vegan was sitting on the shelf.
Right.
And then pivoting. So when I started, it was quick serve. That's what they call kind of grab and go food. It was quick serve. I realized my client wasn't a quick serve. They wanted an experience. They wanted something more personal. They wanted something more intimate. And so then it was like, okay, now I can navigate and do, they're also trying to save time. Meal prep.
Okay.
Cool. Let's offer that. Ooh, private in-home experiences. Cool. Let's offer that. Oh, catering. Let's go ahead and offer that. Right. So these different avenues or streams, opportunities became out of me trying, testing the market, testing, failing, if you will, and just pivoting. Like, that has been very substantial. Yes, the end goal is for the restaurant, the brick and mortar, but how do we get there?
Right.
And how can people still experience me in the meantime? Right. So you can do that on a meal prep situation. Or if you got the right coins, you can do that on private experience situation. Mm-hmm. Right. If you got something to celebrate, do that on the catering situation. So there's those three things everyone utilizes. So we'll need at some point. So it's being accessible for the experience to happen in different ways until that end goal can be accomplished.
Very nice. So I want to tap into the meal prep situation because I definitely see the benefit of it. But now you got to think about the timing of you planning for a full week, or if you're doing just 5 days,
right?
3 to 5 days, however you want to, you know, as far as your meal prep, this is how you want to do it. I want to discuss with you, how do you meal prep? What does that look like for you on an everyday basis? Like you mentioned, I feel like it saves money. I feel like it saves time too. Like, all you're doing at this point is going to the refrigerator, put it in the microwave, and you're done, because you already took that time out to, of course, meal prep for the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. I want to know, what does that routine look like for you when you meal prep?
For myself?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like determining, okay, what do I want to eat? I do that typically on a Saturday or Sunday, trying to determine what for this coming week, what do I feel like eating or trying?
Okay.
Because I'm big on
experiment.
Yes. When I tell you Pinterest is my friend, I'd be like, ooh, that looks great. And if it's not a vegan recipe, I'm going to figure out how to veganize it. And then that's how I do the grocery shopping. So typically about 2 to 3 meals I have in mind by Sunday, and I'm going to grocery shop for that.
Okay.
And then cook enough quantity for, you know, leftovers or the next day. But it's always trying a different recipe. I've very infrequently will repeat a recipe.
Okay.
Yes, it's going to be something new.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Okay, so for your son, what does that look like for him? Did he transition into being a vegan?
No.
Or is he?
Girl, he can't give up bacon. Child.
We talked about that. Yeah,
yes.
Bacon is a hard thing for me too. Okay.
So but he does eat whatever I cook. Like, he loves vegan food when I make it.
So good.
Yes. So sometimes I, like this past week meal prep, I just did all vegan food. And the boy's been eating.
I know, that's right.
Okay. Oh, mama, this spaghetti meatball's good. I know it is,
so
sir.
Good.
Chill. But other times, if I try to pick a meal that maybe I can just add him a different protein.
Okay.
Right? So I'm going to split this meal in half and throw you some chicken in there or throw you some steak in there. And now you got something to, you know, hold you over. So, yeah.
So, is it weird for you? Because, I mean, it's at home and you do it for business. Is it weird for you when you do have to cook with chicken and...
Yes. When I tell you, yes.
How does that work?
So, it's interesting that my senses don't like the smell of meat cooking.
Really?
Yes. So, when I tell you, if I have to cook the chicken, the vent's on, the fan's on, open that door up, I need to step out real quick. Kendall, come in here and stir this because I need to go back.
Yeah.
Like the smell kind of is like, ooh, repulsive. Because
is it dead? Okay, so somebody had just mentioned, there was like, you know, when it comes to animals and, you know, it's going through the situation, the process of being killed, and now we're actually eating a carcass. And I never thought about that. I was like, so it's like you're eating all the stress that animal went through before coming to you on your plate. Mm-hmm. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So for you, do you have that type of mind frame? Or is it like, we love the animals? Like, tell me a little bit more on that part. Like, as you mentioned, like, even the smell of it,
yeah,
your senses are totally different. Like, give me your experience now of cooking those things, and I just don't want no part of these things. Like, I love my son, but child, you got to come in here and help me in the kitchen.
Right. So for me, there are two different vegan... When people go vegan, it's for two different reasons.
Right.
One is going to be for the animals, for the environment, mm-hmm, super trying to save the earth, which is completely respectable. The others are going to do it for health reasons, that they desire a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
Not necessarily because they have an illness or anything like that. So I'm on the healthy lifestyle part. Animals are cool, you know, but I'm not like trying to
animals are cool,
save them or mm-hmm, nothing. So that's why it's okay for me to be like, my son still eats mm-hmm the carnivore diet, and I'll still purchase those things that he enjoys. But the smell portion, I think because I don't consume it, it smells differently.
Yeah.
So if you're not tasting it, you're going to smell something and receive that different. So mm-hmm, all of these are like things that talk to each other, right? Our five senses are all communicating with each other. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not consuming it anymore, it does begin to smell very different. It just simply smells like a dead something that's cooking. I'm like, this is crazy. I used to eat this.
That's what people are saying. Mm-hmm.
So it just smells like...
That's crazy. Because you smell blood.
Yes.
That is so crazy.
Okay. So I find myself now, if I'm doing chicken for him the week, I'll just get a rotisserie chicken.
That's already cooked. That's smart.
Put on
though.
My gloves. Uh-huh. Like, all right, let's peel this for this. Let's peel this for this.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's smart. Mm. Okay, so with that being stated, you have found ways, like even when it comes to your vegan diet, you found ways on how to make lifestyle easy too.
Yes.
Even though we are going through a situation of eating differently,
mm-hmm,
but let's have some creativity, let's have some fun, and make it easy on us as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, okay. Yes.
What are some tricks that you can share with the people that's like, it may take too long, like juicing, oh my gosh, it takes forever. But that's not what we're talking about today. But what I'm saying, what are some tricks and tips that you can give people to, like, you know, even though you may be transitioning, mm-hmm, it can be a fun transition. It can be creative. It can be easy.
Go to utilize Pinterest. Mm-hmm. Utilize these resources that we have so easily accessible to us and just pick a recipe. It doesn't have to be a vegan one. So recently I did jerk meatballs in a yellow curry sauce. It was a non-vegan recipe.
That sounds amazing.
When I tell you, I veganized that and it was good.
Yes.
I should have made some more meatballs. And so that eliminates you having to think of something to create.
Sure.
Just pick something, a recipe that you know won't take long, right? It always has a time stamp on there. And just get in the kitchen and try it. I never follow a recipe to the T.
I don't either.
If a recipe measuring pepper and salt, you suspect. What are we doing?
It's a problem.
We're going to do this.
Yeah.
Until granny say, all right, that's enough, okay?
And you taste along the way.
Right. And I think it's missing something. You didn't write it down, but yeah. I'm going to add this. So you just have fun with it. I think when you take the stress out of something and just enjoy it, mm-hmm, and it's like a new experience for you every time you're trying a different recipe, you'll have more fun with it. And you can experiment and find out what works for you and what doesn't work for you. So I think that would be the main thing. Take the pressure out. Get on some site and just pick a recipe. And then just get in the kitchen and just try.
I love that. Okay, so how long you been vegan?
It'd be 5 years now.
What is the biggest transformation, outward, inward, that you can share with us today now that you've transitioned to like a healthier lifestyle?
Intentionality.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for the characteristic. Okay.
Yeah. Intentionality, because it made me be more aware of what I was consuming, right? So it started with, what am I consuming with my food that is now affecting my health, yeah, right? So that input to output. Then my mindset was like, what am I consuming with relationships that's affecting how I show up? What am I consuming with this music or with media that's affecting my thoughts and beliefs?
Yeah.
What am I consuming in conversation that is not conducive to my light shining brightly, right? So all of those things transcended as a result of picking this lifestyle, picking this discipline. Mm-hmm. My intentionality with everything has become more awakened, if you will.
Really good. Somebody was telling me, they was like, you know, you got to be careful on what you consume, especially as a business owner, because that's where comparison and things come,
yes,
from. So that was really good. Yeah. All right. So now I want to go ahead and transition to our next segment, which is pretty much highs and lows, peaks and valleys.
Okay.
I want to talk about a low. At a point, it could be in your career, it can be, like you mentioned, going through sickle cell yourself. What has been a moment to where you kind of questioned your path? Should I do this? Should I not do it? It could be vegan. I sure do miss me some steak. I kind of want to go back and get me some steak. But anything that questioned you in this path, but of course, because you're still here today, you're still, mm-hmm, doing all the great things, to where you pivot and was like, no, I got to stay on this path.
Ooh, that is good. I am going to go with really when I first started. So when I first started, I was paying for a business coach when I first started.
Yeah.
Didn't have no income. All types of expenses. Like my overhead was crazy. I was paying for a business coach, which led me to pay for a commercial kitchen. I wasn't at the place in the business to need a, mm-hmm, monthly bill for a kitchen.
Yeah. So you started off strong out the gate. Yeah.
Out the gate strong, mm-hmm, okay? And that also was experiences of paying large vendor fees to go to these huge festivals,
yeah,
that wasn't my market. And that took energy and time. Like, we drove to Austin early on and stayed the whole weekend for a 3-day festival.
Wow.
And I had to rent an oven. I had to rent a trailer to get down there, pay for hotel.
Jeez.
And in just that one process, I maxed out my credit card, mm-hmm, borrowed money from my son's account, family, to go and do this thing,
yeah,
right? But I would have not have known what to do and what not to do without going through that experience.
Yeah.
I would not have had that knowledge or expertise now to know how to reach my market and how to show up for my business.
Absolutely.
In a smart way, not in a thirsty way, if you will. Okay.
No, sometimes I see what
you're
saying.
We can get really excited.
And impulsive.
Yes, impulsive. We just make decisions on that excitement and the adrenaline, but we're not sitting down with a plan. I had not a plan down back then. Now, when I'm telling you a strategy, we're not playing checkers. We're not playing Uno. It is a game of chess.
I get it.
I need to set this up for longevity and legacy, and that is creating other avenues outside of Lush Vegan, right? So it's...
Yeah.
With strategy time now. So I think that's the biggest thing I've learned, but I would not have learned it without that failure or lesson.
For sure. Okay, let's talk about a high moment, okay, where you can pat yourself on the back and was like, hey, even though I went through this, at the end of the day, we accomplished the goal, and I am super excited about this learning lesson because we made it here.
So for me, that would be over the course of maybe about 8 or 10 months. It's been a few like real highlight moments for me. I completed this program, Women in Restaurant Leadership, and that was held at the Dallas Community College Culinary Department. And it was like a maybe a 8 to 10 week course similar to DSG, uh-huh, where it was just culinary students. We were learning how to just run a business as an entrepreneur and restaurateur. And so we ended that with a capstone dinner. And I'm the vegan, so I was the vegan chef for this dinner of 70 people. And these are people like with Texas Restaurant Association were some of the guests.
Nice.
Media were guests, right? You know, foodies, influencers, mm-hmm, were the guests. And it was 7 courses, 70 people.
That's a lot.
And I'm the vegan chef.
Right.
So, yes.
Did you have to get you a sous chef?
Yes. The instructor was like, Nicole, I know we said it's going to be about 5 or 6 vegans, but I'm going to need, right, you to do 70 of each course because everybody's going to want to try.
Jeez.
So
that's 144. Is that right? What's 7 times 7?
421.
Girl, we gonna
you did a lot.
You did a lot. Okay.
We're gonna drop the numbers. And so the end of that, everyone was like, yo, your vegan stuff was better than the regular. Your French onion soup was better than the...
That's the best compliment.
Yes. And I was like, oh, dang, I can really do this, right? It's moments of that remind you, like, bro, you that girl. You better quit. You better quit, right? So it's one thing for a person to tell you, but then when other people who are don't know you, be like, bro, that was it.
And not vegan.
And are not vegan.
That's
Yes. And then I guess another recent one would be I catered a podcast for Dr. J. He's an ex-NFL player. He's more in the mental health wellness space now.
Okay.
And he had guests on there. And I just, you know, gave them food and the guests and his team. And, oh, my God, this is good. Ain't not one of them vegan.
Yeah.
Ain't not one of them vegan. So it's just that reception that people are giving when they do get to experience it. And it's like a light goes off in them like, oh, this is what it's about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
No, because I remember I was at the Dallas Library. There was something that was going on, but that was my very first time being a vendor. And there was a lady, I think it's called It's So Vegan.
Yep, I've heard of them.
Okay, so they was there as vendors. And as long as you had a ticket, you can get some free nachos.
Okay.
And they had the cashews as the meat.
Yeah.
I don't know what type of cheese. But when I tell you, me and my mom was tearing it up. And she had mentioned, she was like, we need to get a review from you because you're the best type of review not being a vegan.
Yes.
Yep. So as soon as you were saying that, I was like, that goes back to what happened with that lady. Mm-hmm. And she was like, those are the best reviews because at the end of the day, that's why people don't want to be vegan because they feel like they're going to miss out on certain things.
Yep.
So that is really good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And multiple occasions.
Yes.
You just mentioned a few occasions. I'm sure it's been much more.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Congrats to you. Okay, so now I want to talk about one free advice. As you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
you had a business coach, girl. You was doing all the things. You said, we're going to do this. Right.
Right.
So I want to ask you with that. I feel like we do pay tons of money when it comes to our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to just, you know, going to different networking events. We pay all this money, but then when we get there, some of the information goes over our head.
Yeah.
And so it was like, why was I there in the first place? So when it comes to one free advice, I created this because I love actionable steps. If there's one word or if there's a statement that you can give to the people or even a framework that you may have learned along the way
okay.
to have and share with us and for people to actually take it and say, oh, that's easy. I can get started on that today.
Yes. Ooh, that's good. I like this. Okay. So I'm going to read this quote. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. The second best time is today. Okay. So if you have a mindset, a cycle, a relationship, a thought pattern that you're not happy with, you get to choose and change that pattern.
Ooh.
Okay. So that's one. Mm-hmm. Change your mindset. Make the choice to change. Whatever it is, it's a simple decision. The second one is going to be confidence. Okay, so we have mindset, making that decision, and then confidence. The sign of someone being confident is not how they walk into a room, what they got on, what they looking like. Look at these cute Gucci shades. None of that is a sign of confidence. It's how they change the room that they walk into for the better. Okay, so if I get my mindset right, naturally, my confidence is changed and something's unlocked. And then I can show up in whatever I'm desiring to do, whether that's being a dog center, whether that's breeding chickens. I can show up the most authentic, powerful me that results in impact. And I think that's been key. Like, that's the game changer, right? So, yes, it's one thing. I need a business plan. Cool. Need to learn how to get funding. Cool. But if my mindset is incorrect, and my confidence lacks, I will fumble the ball with anything else that I'm trying to do to sustain or build a business.
That was good. Okay, I see what you did. It was good. Okay, so I do want you to tell the people how they can get in contact with you, book Lush Vegan, or if they have questions about this vegan lifestyle, how can they get in touch with you? Social media, website,
okay.
et cetera.
Facebook and Instagram, the handle is Lush Vegan TX. The website is lushvegantx.com. Email is info@lushvegantx.com. Let's see. We're available for private events, for catering, for speaking occasions, speaking on wellness, health, all of those good things. And yeah, definitely looking forward to connecting and contacting. We do consultation.
Very
so
nice.
If people don't necessarily want to purchase meal prep or commit to that, we can definitely walk you through that and how that looks, you know, setting up that grocery list, if you will, or letting you know, hey, this is what you need to add for the protein intake. Nice. Love to consult and educate. So that's really how we're kind of meeting the need now, but definitely would love to serve how we can.
You're doing it. And I feel like with you saying that, you're meeting people where they are.
Exactly.
So good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are going to do our motivational moment. Look at that. I didn't even go through any of the questions. I never go through the questions that I have prepared because it's just, you know, genuine conversation. So our motivational moment usually is a Bible verse.
Okay.
It's usually a quote. If I'm scrolling, I may take a screenshot because, you know, certain things look really good. And
right.
I'm going to share it on the podcast. So today is a verse.
Okay.
A Bible scripture. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. I'm saying it again. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And so when I received this verse to bring on the show today, I want to talk about intentionality because I feel like that's the biggest thing that I got from today is just being intentional with all things that you do when it comes to you eating, when it comes to consumption on social media, when it comes to conversations, when it comes to building relationships. It's all about being intentional. And so going back to what the Bible verse says is when you're doing these things, make sure it's for the glory of God. Every time I have a podcast, every time I have a meeting, whatever that may look like, I always ask God to be in the room. I don't have any expectations. I think that's the controlling part of it is when you go into things, this is what I'm trying to do. Sometimes those things don't go your way.
Yeah.
Whatever happens is supposed to happen because it's already written. So if you just go in there being intentional, I want my spirit to be read as, oh, that's a woman of God. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like if I can control that portion of who I am, like you mentioned with the mindset, with the confidence, if I can be in these rooms, being in front of people, chatting, talking, kikiing, I think it's best for me to worry about my front porch before I go in and be like, ooh, I don't know if I want to do this and do this. Like you already come in with some type of expectation. And so for me, doing all things of the glory of God is really the fruit. Mm-hmm. It's really figuring out with who you are as the person. And then from there, focusing on these different layers of how you want to present yourself.
Yeah.
So how about you?
I love this scripture. Do everything for the glory of God. And that was my prayer this morning for this podcast, that he gets glorified and edified out of whatever we say and do here in this moment. Another scripture that me and my son often recite is, I am the light of the world, I'm the salt of the earth. So whatever we do, we desire that our good works would bring you glory.
Absolutely.
And that they would know you through our actions. So that is the embodiment of who we should be. And that's kind of when I had the name Lush Vegan, I'm pulling from scripture, right? So there's this acronym for Lush Vegan. It's L is for living true, because we should all live authentically ourselves and show up nothing less every single day. U is understanding your purpose. Again, that's going to be scripture, right? Because if you don't have purpose, if you don't have a vision,
yeah,
you shall perish. S is striving for excellence, because I understand who I'm serving, a higher being at the end of the day. I understand it's people, but it's a higher being. This act, this life, what I do is in service and should be in excellence and nothing less. Mm-hmm. And then all those three things, when they're done, allows you to have the highest impact.
Yes. So good, Nicole. You almost said the other N-word. I was going to say her nickname. We're not going to say it. I was going to say her nickname. But yes, I think that is so good. And I think that's a great way for us to wrap it up today. But I do. Okay. So as I was doing some research, right? And of course, you go to ChatGPT and just see some things. But there was a question. I was like, you know what? I don't never do rapid fire questions, but this was a good rapid fire question.
I like the rapid fire. Let's do it.
Let's see where it was. Because I was like, that was cute. Okay. What is your favorite kitchen tool? You could only use that one tool for life.
What?
Not why, but
Oh. Your
favorite kitchen tool. You can only use this tool for life.
Own favorite kitchen tool. Okay, I'm going to have to do, what's the handheld, like, mixer situation? It's like, it looks like a mixer. It's like, it has a little...
Oh, a whisk.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I love a good whisk.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't say why, so I'm gonna leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love a good whisk.
She said. It just took me in the kitchen.
And then you tilt the bowl. It just feels some type of way. You like,
yeah, I'm in here. And you're working your arms, working your hands. So it's a multi-use tool.
Yes.
I love that. Okay. But I think that is it. Is there anything you want to leave the people today? Anything you feel like I missed out on?
I'm going to give them a question to take home with themselves.
Okay.
What powers and talents are lying dormant in you because you've allowed a complaint, complacency, or fear to be a conclusion?
Ooh. That is something I'm currently going through right now with that fear word. So that is good. Say it one more time because people, we got homework.
Yes, this is your homework assignment. What power and talents are lying dormant in you because you've allowed a complaint, complacency, or fear to be your conclusion?
I love it. If you guys can, she gave you all of her information. If y'all can email me, DM me, whatever the case may be, let's chat about this.
Yes.
This
I like this
really
one.
Really good.
Let's discuss. Let's discuss.
We're going to do a little debriefing. Well, I love this. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming on board. And I truly enjoyed our conversation. And if you guys are listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you so much for listening to another episode of What's Good Podcast. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.